Hey kids, welcome to the Princess Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Steve Brown, hanging out with Snow again.
Yeah.
And Raj Kumar. Jib.
Oh. Raj,
what's up,
Kumar?
Buddy? How you doing, man?
What's going on, buddy?
We are coming at you from the Fort Bend Pub. Again, but we're now on a Thursday night now. It's a little bit different for us, but we're watching the Steelers-Ravens game as it happens. I think we need to get a quick pick real quick. Who we think is going to win?
We do it. So and it
we picked it before the game started.
We did, for the record. And you want to check
we're not picking scores or anything.
No.
We're just going to pick it real quick.
For the record, I did bet on this game, clearly.
No, I don't believe you, dude.
Yeah.
He does not have a problem.
I don't. So I took the Ravens. I thought they, 0-3. I don't think they're an 0-4 team. So I took the Ravens. Michael Vick, never been sold on them since he came back. So
I'm with you. I'm kind of with you on that fact. But it's Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on a Thursday night against a rivalry team. I took Pittsburgh just to win.
So and you're looking kind of good right now because I'm looking at the score right now. It's 13-7.
Yeah, I mean it's still early though. So
yeah, we're good. So
when you got talents like Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, dude,
fuck Le'Veon Bell. Rough.
Like you all right. On offense, you have Joe Flacco and Steve Smith Sr. Like who are you gonna bet on?
Keith Miller all day.
I need him too. He's my tight end in my fantasy league. So
I just think it's kind of crazy. I know we usually do like a format or whatever, but we're talking about this game. Like, how crazy is it? When you look at the way the NFL is going right now, the Ravens are 0-3. The Bengals are 3-0.
Yeah. Just like we said earlier, dude, no one saw that coming.
Yeah, and we know the Browns are trash. And I was clearly on the Steelers. And I'm still on the Steelers.
Yeah, no,
I'm still I still am. You got to deal with injuries. You got to deal with all that. And obviously,
they have one of the better backups in the league. To have
the problem is I just don't fucking like Michael Vick, so I have a big problem with Michael Vick. Like I don't know what he's going by now.
Dogfighter
Vick. Like I don't know, but I've never been sold on Michael Vick. I just never have. So, like, for me, he was like a Colin Kaepernick before Colin Kaepernick.
Would you rather have Matt Hasselbeck as your backup quarterback or Michael Vick?
Put a gun to my head?
I'm just asking. Like, this is like a real question.
Neither one, but if you put a gun to my head, I guess Michael Vick, because I have Le'Veon Bell to hand the ball off to me. So far in this game, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you have Le'Veon Bell, clearly have a prolific offense. You don't put Michael Vick's arm out there. Like, you just don't do that.
You know, Ray Rice is still available to sign, right? Like, are you the Ravens? Like, do you sign him?
No, you can't. It's too much of a PR nonsense. Like, you just can't. You can't get into that, right? Because
well, I mean, you're also looking at the fact that it's second chance, though. You know what I mean? Like, you have
the Ravens' problem has not been offense in the running game. The Ravens' problem has been
didn't they lose to the Raiders?
They did, but the problem is the injuries that they're dealing with, right? I mean, Suggs is out. I mean, their defense is
being
decimated.
Yeah.
So, do I love Flacco? No. Do I love the Ravens? No. But the Ravens aren't the Ravens that we thought they were. And they're especially not the Ravens this year. It's just not who they are.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And I understand we're only talking, three and a half games in for them.
Yeah.
But it's not the same Ravens. And it's a lot to do with injuries and a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I still bet on them because there's no world that football makes sense to me that the Ravens are over and full.
Yeah.
Like, literally, there's no world that makes any sense.
Well, okay, speaking of no world, question for you. We had a big week this week when it comes to the Bears.
I immediately
want to ask you the questions about...
Jay, can I get a shot while you ask me this question?
So, the trades that just happened. You don't have Bostic on the team, you don't have Al on the team. What are you guys doing?
Okay, so, I'm glad you asked the question. Because fucking A.
It begins.
These motherfucking media outlets in Chicago and on fucking ESPN and everywhere else, right? All they want to do is talk about fire sales. Bears are done. 0-3.
Fire.
It's over.
Fire.
There's nothing right about the Bears. And clearly I know the Bears suck. And clearly I've picked against the Bears all season. I said less than five games that they were going to win. Right? It's recorded.
Yeah.
It's out there. Right?
I picked them a bit less, but, you know.
Okay.
We're shooting for one at this point.
At this point, we're not a good team. We're not a good team.
Yeah.
But for everyone to sit there and say this is a fire sale and we're just packing in the season and all those things, fucking bullshit. It pisses me off. And here's why. I'm an actual true Bears fan.
You are.
0-3. Right? Bears are 0-3. Steve, who'd they lose to? Week 1. Do you remember?
Not the Seahawks. It was...
No, that was week 3.
That was recent.
Arizona?
I mean, Cardinals was 2.
Week 2 was Arizona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Week 1 was Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
They played well that
so
game.
So tell
though.
Me... Let me just put this out there again. Hold on one second. Let me just put this out there again. Week 1 Green Bay. Are they a good football team?
No.
They're kind of good.
They're probably they're pretty fucking good, right?
They played well.
Number 2, Arizona. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
And number 3,
can I just say thank you, Larry Fitzgerald, for being my flex player in my fantasy league,
right? Good for him, right? But my point is they've arguably played the best 3 teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
The first 3 weeks. Not arguably, like name another team that's better in the NFC than those 3.
Seahawks have started off worse.
Yeah, it was right.
Last year, remember? And guess where they ended up?
I get it.
Super Bowl.
I get it.
Name a better team in the NFC.
We started out 0-2 as the Colts. You know, we ended up...
No, that's a whole different conversation. We're talking about this,
I get it.
Right?
I'm just saying. Like,
so we're 0-3. And we make some trades. And we make some moves. And all of a sudden, it's like we're packing it in. It's over. Jared Allen played 18 games for us.
Yep.
We paid him a shit ton of money.
How old is he, by the way?
He's like 32, 33, right? He's towards the end of it. He's a defensive end. And I can get into really nitty-gritty specifics about it. And what I'll simply say is Jared Allen was a 4-3 defensive end. The Bears slipped to a 3-4 and asked him to be an outside linebacker. That's not who he is. It's never been who he is.
How much are you guys paying
him? We're not paying him anything. Well... We're still paying him, right? I think the deal was like $14.9 million, right? We traded him for a 6th-round pick. And now everyone's saying, okay, well, fuck, we just gave that away. What I'm thinking is, and I'll bring in Bostic as well, right? So Bostic got traded,
yeah.
And he's a different conversation because it wasn't the reason. The reason we traded Bostic was not for the same reason. So for me, Jared Allen's past his prime.
33.
He isn't fit.
Bad.
Sorry, bad. Yeah. So. Jared Allen's past his prime, and if he's not past his prime, God bless him, right? Minnesota did his thing, got him in Chicago, cool, no one knew he was. I read something earlier, I can't remember where it was, but we paid basically Jared Allen $2.6 million for every sack that he got us, so clearly not an impact player.
No, yeah.
Clearly not. But he's a 4-3 guy. And we're running a 3-4 now. So, and for those of you that are listening to this, don't know what I mean. It's 3 defensive linemen and then 4 linebackers versus a 4-3 where it's 4 defensive linemen and 3 linebackers. So they're essentially asking Jared Allen to play outside of his position in his comfort zone. Doesn't make sense. You fucking trade him. And what do you trade him for? You trade him for whatever you can get.
Well, you got to put your faith in your scouting team.
Yep.
And your draft team. It's a fun time. Like you trade
Steve, you also got to remember
to give those backups. Obviously, you like something that they have, and he's taking up a lot.
He is. He absolutely is. And you have to look at the fact that I hate to use the word rebuild because I fucking hate that word. Because no one actually rebuilds.
Especially going into week 4.
You don't rebuild. You either fucking blow it up and build it. Or you're just in that, like, mush where nothing ever works. Cleveland. Right? That's them. The Bears are in that same scenario, so I hate to use the word, but Jared Allen didn't make sense. Now you say, okay, Bostic was a 2nd-round pick for us, and he was doing his thing. He has not been healthy forever.
Yeah.
Great potential coming out of college, and Snow, again, I know you hate this. I don't remember where he came out of college, but
great potential. I was excited about the pick, but the fucker doesn't play.
Yeah.
So you're going to get something for a dude that doesn't play from the Patriots. And watch, he'll probably, like, you know, go and win fucking defensive MVP because he's playing for the Patriots now. But, you know, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bears are doing anything wrong at this point. I really don't. They have a new GM and a new coach with old talent.
And they're moving in a different direction.
They clearly see this team looking differently than it looks today. I don't think this is the end of the moves either.
No, yeah.
I really don't. Don't hear anything about...
Michael Vick with a touchdown.
Sorry. That's fucking my bet up a little bit.
No, they're going to count it.
I wouldn't be surprised. You hear Alshon Jeffery's name out there. You hear Forte's name out there.
You don't trade Alshon Jeffery. He's way too young.
But what happens if you do?
You don't.
It's fine, right? The way the NFL works is you build your shit on free agency or build your shit on the draft. And if you stockpile draft picks, which is what the Bears are clearly doing, I understand there's six and seven round picks. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if you say, you know, hey, Matt Forte, you're not part of this again. We don't see you long-term. He's older, right? He's almost 30. We don't see you long-term trying to fit into what we're doing. Let's try to help you out, Matt, because you've dedicated so much to the team and the franchise to get you to a contender. Because you know what, Matt? You're not going to win a Super Bowl playing for us before your days are up. So what happens if we can set Matt Forte up to, I don't know, Arizona? Or Green Bay or wherever.
But what you're saying is, like, anybody's viable at this point.
I absolutely think so.
Okay, so by anybody's viable, that's a fire sale is what it sounds like to me. And I'm sure it's exactly what it sounds like to any Chicago Bears fan or the Chicago Bears.
I think it's the right thing to do
as a fire sale.
I think it is. I don't know if it's a fire sale.
You guys aren't.
We're not making the playoffs this year, Steve, so it doesn't matter.
You guys aren't in the suck the luck campaign like we were.
Yeah, because there isn't. I don't even know who the number one guy would be right now. I really don't. It's too early in the college season, and we don't necessarily focus as much on college. So I don't know who the number one guy is, but there is no Andrew Luck. We know that. But I don't necessarily think they're sucking for luck. I think they're just trying to get their guys in. It's a new regime, new head coach, new GM. I think they're just trying to get their guys in. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to look like under their guys.
What they want to build on.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you still got Lovie Smith guys. You still got fucking Mark Trestman guys. You still got guys. Phil Emery. Like, you have all these people.
You're trying to push out the Trestman era.
You need to. You need to. And this is the year to do it. This is the year to just let it go. Because we're not going to fucking win. If it's not the playoffs, it doesn't matter. So why not just make sure that this is it? You do it now, and you roll with it.
Yep.
And you figure it out.
Yep.
From here on out.
Agreed. All right, so we have a question from the internet, Jim. The question is, where'd the
question come from real quick, Steve?
It came from Bill Gluckman.
No, but was it on our Twitter? Was it on our Facebook?
Or was it the first question from Twitter?
It was Twitter. Oh, it was the Twitterverse.
Oh, it was Twitter. Okay.
The Twitter. The Tweetverse.
The Tweet. The Tweet.
With one game underway in week four, who do we see in the Super Bowl? I'm going to go ahead and just undercut you real quick and just say, obviously, it's the Packers versus the Patriots.
Is that who you're thinking?
Obviously. Right
no now. Arizona in there?
Obviously.
No so Cardinals. I'm going to shock the world.
Have you seen the Cardinals play?
I'm going to shock the world.
You're going to go with the Cardinals.
Of course I'm going to fucking go with the Cardinals. The
Cardinals are in the Super Bowl.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The Cardinals are in the Super Bowl.
I'm all in with the Packers. Fine. Fuck them. Whatever. Good. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Suck a dick. Whatever, right? Aaron Rodgers versus Michael Jordan. Oh, my God. Bring that up again. Let's talk about that for just a second. Why are you comparing Aaron Rodgers who has one Super Bowl to Michael Jordan who has six championships?
Separate games, separate teams.
It's not even a conversation to be brought up.
I wish the ESPN would shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. The fact that he wasn't brought up. And if there was a comparison, it shouldn't be with Aaron Rodgers versus Michael Jordan. It should be with, I don't know, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw. Motherfucker has one championship.
What's that, Jay?
Does that mean that we can quit calling Jamal Charles the LeBron of the NFL?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh.
Because, well, I mean, he kind of is because, you know, LeBron falls down quite a bit, too, and fumbles the fucking ball.
No one slept with Jamal Charles' mom yet, either.
I don't even remember
that we know him. Now that we know him.
I apologize. I don't remember what the original question was.
Super Bowl.
Holy fuck balls.
Super Bowl.
Is that a thing?
Who do you see as Super Bowl?
So, Patriots, who the fuck are they going to lose to? And I know, like, 07, everyone's like, undefeated, blah, blah, blah. Miracle Giants came out. I don't think they fucking lose. Patriots, all in, AFC. NFC, I will.
Are they going undefeated?
Patriots?
No. Somebody, there'll be a fluke game.
Belichick's going to be like, hey, remember last time we tried to do this? It didn't work.
So week 17, they're going to send their starters?
Maybe. If it's week 17. Look, if they're 15-0 going into week 17, oh, they go all in. They go all in.
Yeah. This is their year, dude. This is it.
They're
going to beat the fuck out of us week 16.
I fully accept this.
They're going to win by 15.
It's going to be a fully fledged pants down.
Now we're getting into like our picks for next week.
In general, it's going to be bad.
Full fucking Pagano and Jim Mercy's pants down. Give it to them raw.
It's finger cuffs.
The brown eye is happening.
So I got the Patriots. And I had the Cardinals. And I know that everyone's going to listen to this shit and be like, well, Jiv's on the Cardinals, and he has been for the beginning.
The Cardinals look amazing.
Who the fuck is beating the Cardinals? How good do they look?
They look fantastic. Chris Johnson is running like old Chris Johnson.
Get him, dude.
If what I think happens, and
Chris Johnson coming in for Andre Ellington right now,
he looks like old Chris
Johnson. All of a sudden rejuvenated.
He looks like old
Chris Johnson. The Cardinals beat the shit out of the 49ers, who got their asses beat by the Steelers. Who won a game. They fucking won a game. I'm just saying, dude. I'm on the Packers. That's fine. Thank God the Ravens just scored another touchdown.
Baltimore scores another one. Yeah.
This fucking bet's gonna suck. All right. Someone check the Miami score.
What'd you take on the over? Like,
38. So I think that's covering now.
We're at 33 right now.
33, 34. We're good on the over.
Yeah.
It was a tease, but. I'm taking the Cardinals, and I'm taking week four. The question was week four, as of week four, right? I'm taking the Cardinals. I'm taking the Patriots.
All right, now we're going to move on to the questions of the night from our audience. By audience, we mean mostly Jay, who in his infinite wisdom decided to come up with some of these questions. So let's start off with, why is Colin Coward such a douche? Did his parents beat him? I sure hope so. Jiv?
Okay. So,
Colin Coward.
I hope you guys don't think. I don't think you guys are. I hope.
He's a fucking coward.
He's a coward.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I hope people don't think I'm Colin Coward because I'm like so opinionated like he is and he gets on bandwagons and he does all of that.
Apparently he's a dude.
He is that guy, right? I mean, he is. You know what, though? At least he's speaking his mind.
Yeah, it's America. What we did, we're good.
At least he's speaking his mind.
I feel like,
and I think Jay disagrees because he's coming up here.
I think he's speaking his fucking mind. I think he's got like some kind of stagehand shoving a quarter up his ass, so he just moves his lips. Somebody else is raising over.
Oh, I know what it is. Stephen A. Smith has him as a puppet.
That's not the same person. No, that's not. You cannot put him in the same. Stephen A. Smith is a fucking moron.
Maybe Jim Rome is like shoving a kid.
Yeah, that's
Jim
a better.
Now on Fox, right?
That's a better.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
So here's a real question. And again,
is Miller back?
Is ESPN, Fox, anyone else that we make fun of, please don't hate us. We want to be famous. But we've been making fun of ESPN for a while. Let me just get on Fox. So is Fox just picking up the scraps?
Darian Andrews is not scraps, first of all.
She's not scraps because she's fucking hot. Has nothing to do with the reporting ability.
She reports?
Carissa Thompson is not scraps either.
Rachel Nichols, I think, is like on CBS or something now.
Yeah.
You know what? My bigger issue is Fox just picking up the scraps because they're, you know, trying to be.
Scraps. I think they were probably trying to.
You know what? Colin Coward.
They were probably offering too much money.
Colin, I know you're never going to listen to this.
But if you do...
But you should.
And you should.
Time to tweet at Colin Coward right now.
You should probably...
Just ignore this question, Colin.
Fix your shit.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of a douchebag. And then that's your thing.
It works.
And now I'm talking to
Colin.
Apparently
you're getting paid to do it.
You know, and I'm not getting paid to do this.
Why is he such a douche?
Some
of us don't listen to him because I don't like the guy. I didn't like the guy when he was on PT. Oh, not that was the guy.
Jay thinks he's a douche. So I think Jay needs to come up in here.
Why
is Colin such a douche?
I'm tired of listening to him. He's just a douchebag. He pisses me off.
On Sports Nation, like I didn't like him on Sports Nation. So.
I don't know. Just listening to him for a short period of time, I get the feeling of douchebag. I mean,
he does have a hint of douchiness.
His whole concept of being on the Colts bandwagon and then just immediately starting to yell about the Colts fans and then anybody who doesn't like Andrew Luck. His job.
But he's also a fucking huge Tom Brady fan more than anyone.
Exactly. And I'm all about having commentary because, as well as I have a lot of commentary about Mr. Cutler. But nonetheless, in that position.
You don't have any right now, though.
Your job is to be a commentator instead of trying to tell fans what they should think. You should try and influence, give them some facts. But in order to go on like a 2-minute tirade about how everybody should be up on ass, I don't see it.
That and we don't see it so far this year.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing I hate about. So I'm with you on that.
All right, let's move on to our second question of the night. This one might be geared towards certain movie buffs, but let's go ahead and ask this. If Finkel is Einhorn, and thus Einhorn is Finkel, what woman is going to reveal themselves as actually Tom Brady? Who has Captain Winky?
Laces out, man.
I don't actually even know
exactly
where to go with that.
Audience, if you have an answer for that, please tweet us with that actual answer.
At Jay Princess.
At Jay Princess.
Please do, because I don't even know.
What woman is actually going to be Tom Brady? Is Giselle and Tom Brady are the same person.
Can you repeat the question?
Also, I don't think Giselle and Tom Brady are together anymore. I don't think that's the thing anymore.
He divorced himself?
They were on allegedly Splitsville, but...
He might have divorced himself, man.
Can you repeat the question just one more time?
Oh, my God, I'm Tom Brady. I'm not fucking a supermodel anymore. Oh,
no,
wait,
his baby mama is an actress.
Whatever I
want to
fuck. Yeah,
so
we're good.
It doesn't matter, okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Again, if Finkel is Einhorn, and thus Einhorn is Finkel, what woman is going to reveal himself as actually Tom Brady?
Someone please tweet that shit, because I got nothing.
Ponder over that.
Another question. We move on, because I got nothing. All
right, dude. I got an idea. Let's move on. Game picks.
All right, and so for this week's picks, since we already got Baltimore and Pittsburgh on, I'm pretty sure we decided Pittsburgh's got this, right?
I fucking hope not.
Okay. For his gambling problem's sake, we hope not.
Yikes.
Yeah. Either way, let's go ahead and move on to New York and Miami. New York's 2-1.
Which New York's?
New York Jets. Sorry. All right.
Oh, this is a London game.
Yes. This is Mario London.
London.
Crumpets and tea and biscuits and all that shit. All right. So Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
1-2. All right. The Jets are favored -1. I mean, what do you think?
Who's going first? Am I going first?
Well, obviously, your picture is much better than mine, because I'm seeing I am much...
I was on fucking fire last
fire
week.
Last
oh,
week.
My God, so, I was on fire.
Fuck. In London, man, this
who
is
cares?
Mario London. This is anybody's game. This is at 9:30 in the morning. When you wake up, you can watch football.
It's like, I think it's like 3:30 in London.
It's like
6-hour deal.
Yeah, 9:30.
Our time wake up and have pancakes and
Saturday
football.
Night game for them. So
pancakes and football. That's what.
Let's do that. That sounds
good.
I'm
going to go with the Dolphins. The Dolphins came off a loss. Somebody they shouldn't have lost to. So
you know what? So the Jets. I'm going Jets. Was it snow -1?
-1 Jets.
Jets defense is looking fucking nice.
Their defense.
I'm taking the Jets. I'm covering it. Money line.
I'm just picking the Dolphins. Just
well,
the
Eagles
hard.
Just spanked that ass. Right.
I'm not looking at anything else going on.
They come
on.
Back, dude. I'm all in. No.
The Jets
win that.
The Dolphins defense is not looking great.
They could be
Jets. They should be.
Yeah. Oh. Also, real quick, before we move on to the next game, Snow's going to yell at us. Did you guys see the shit of everything that the Jets took with them to London?
No,
and there was a ridiculous amount of shit, but the one thing that stood out to me was 350 rolls of toilet paper.
They did not have toilet paper in London? Does nobody wipe their ass in London?
I don't understand.
Oh, nobody wipes their ass in London. Days out there. Maybe that's
oh.
350 rolls, they're going to be there for like 65 hours.
There is a lot of asses.
Look,
there.
That's a lot.
How many shits are you going to have to take?
That's a lot of
in 65 hours.
That's a lot practice of fat shits. Drinking warm beers.
Pre-game shits.
All right. All right. Well, I got the Jets. Looks like Steve's got the Dolphins. We're all moving right. On.
Let's move on to the 3-0 Atlanta Falcons versus Houston.
Houston.
And Atlanta's favorite -6.5.
Where's it at?
That's a damn good question. Where is that at?
So it's at Houston?
It's at
or
Houston.
Is it at Houston?
I'm on Atlanta. I'm riding Atlanta. Like, I wanted to pick Houston start of the year. I'm riding Atlanta.
Taking Washington Sentinels.
Okay, so therefore... I believe it is actually at Atlanta.
It's at Atlanta.
It's at Atlanta. It's at Atlanta.
I don't care where it's at. This game, I'm picking Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, no brainer. Atlanta -6.5 at home. Atlanta wins this game. Atlanta covers the spread. Atlanta goes 4-0.
How is Atlanta 3-0?
Big shout out to Dante Freeman right now.
I would hope that you would.
Even though you rode my bench in one of my leagues with 58 points. In the other league, you got me at least 40-something points. And helped me to 191 points. But
I can't believe you, man, scored that many fucking points.
Thank you very much. I am so happy that I had faith in you in one league and not in the other, but thank you very much. You got me 25 bucks.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right, we're both on Arizona.
All right. To the other New York team, those Giants. 1-2 Giants versus Rex Ryan's Buffalo, the Bills. I think Rex has got them. Buffalo's fair, -5, it is at Buffalo.
So the Bills beat the shit out of the Dolphins last weekend.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening in this bizarro world that is the NFL? Because prior to the season starting, I would have been like, Giants, Giants, Giants.
Yeah.
But I am on the Bills.
If nobody circles the wagon, it's like the Raj.
Yeah.
Like the Raj Kumar.
Yes, that is me. The line is 6.5. So I'm going to cover that. 6.5 is kind of aggressive, I think.
Where's it at?
It's going to be at Buffalo.
Buffalo.
You think they cover that spread? I don't think they cover that spread.
Is Victor Cruz back? Probably not yet.
He might or may not be.
I know he's still hurt,
I'm with the Raj Kumar right now, dude.
I'm going to say, I think the Giants might upset
them. They win. I'm going to go against them and say the Bills cover the spread.
No, Bills go. They don't cover the spread.
They upset them.
Bills go.
With the hurricane coming in right now.
Yeah, I could do it too.
This could be anybody's shit. I have no idea what the weather's going to be like. I saw what they're predicting in Washington with Philly coming to town.
Oh, there's teams that still play outside. Yay.
All right, let's move on to a sensitive subject. To the game that, you know, just boys might have a chance. Let's go Oakland versus Chicago. The 0-3 Chicago, the 2-1 Raiders. Oakland is favored, big shock.
Oakland's
do the Bears
at,
have a chance
on the road
at Soldier Field? I mean, do they have a chance?
Okay, so
they're home. They're home,
Steve.
Jim.
If you don't mind,
they're home.
If you don't mind, all the way.
The Bears are home.
Okay, so you're clearly on.
I'm sorry. Like,
I mean,
I picked.
Cheddar Bob did not look good. Robbie Gould kicked in like 900 mile per hour winds.
Jay, just for this pick, I'm going to need a shot.
You just have
I
it's a sore subject. It's okay.
So here's my dilemma. I picked this as a win. When I went through the season, right? Like when I went through the Bears season and every pick and everything, I picked this as a win. Here's my problem. Carr looks fucking good. He looks really good.
You really like the Raiders coming into the season.
I did, because I think Derek Carr is legit, and I think Amari Cooper is fucking...
What's the spread?
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
-3, so they're saying the Bears are going to lose by a touchdown. Because it's at Chicago. So they're basically... I, you know what? I have to agree with it. And that's just
going against your heart.
Yeah, yeah, you know, my heart says I'm going to root for the Bears, yeah. Clearly.
Logic would say they're
logic,
due.
Logic says it's the Raiders. The Raiders are going to be fucking 3-1. Who knew?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Bears are going to be 0-4, and we're going to be
What we got up next, though?
Next, we got the Kansas City Chiefs versus Cincinnati, who looks amazing right now. Cincinnati is favored. -4.
In Cincinnati?
It is in Cincinnati.
Steve, I'll go. Cincinnati.
Yeah, dude.
Redheaded stepchild Andy Dalton. Running that shit. And I fucking still hate him. I still fucking hate him. But
how
you know what?
Listen,
the
Bengals
throw
came
ball.
Off with a 4-point win against the Ravens last week. Somehow.
Who would have thought, real quick, who would have thought that the Raiders potentially could be 3-1 and the Chiefs be 1-3? Because that's basically what we're picking. We're both picking them. We're picking the Raiders 3-1 and the Chiefs 1-3.
I'm not picking the Chiefs on
this. Oh, you're taking the Chiefs on this
game? I'm not taking the Chiefs on this game.
Oh! Is this another one of these shots that we're going to do that you keep on the Miami?
Yeah, I keep buying you shots every week. So,
I think everything has to do with the Chiefs somehow. I don't understand.
I don't get it, but you know, some weeks they go for them, some weeks they go against them. So this week I'm going to go for them. So apparently I'm just a closet Chiefs fan.
All right.
You're a closet Cardinals and Raiders and Bills fan.
I got a lot of shit going on.
I'm a Travis Kelce fan, as long as he gets me touchdowns. Let's go with that. That's where I'm at.
Right, so did you know who that was prior to this football season?
No, never heard of the man, but today he's my hero. All right, put a cape on, I don't give a shit. He's my hero.
I'm on the Chiefs.
All right. I'm clearly on the Bungles. I'm on them.
All right, moving on to the hometown game. All right, Colts versus Jags. Both 1-2.
Where are you going to be at for the games, though?
I think I'll be sitting there in the stands next to you. I believe that's the plan. Yeah.
These fuckers are going to this game.
Wasted. But we'll be there. All right?
We should be wasted because it's just going to be a bore of a game to watch.
What?
It will.
Oh, my God. This shit is going to be so terrible.
Anybody that plays at 1 o'clock in the Midwest is going to be the most boring game.
This shit is
going to
be so terrible.
You're playing at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. We suck, though, so it's fine.
It'll be interesting for the Colts.
I believe it's a pick 'em too.
The offense can get in the actual sync early on and not kick on like a light switch in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Apparently, so I want to spend a little bit of time because I know that we normally spend a lot of time talking about the Colts, and we have because they've been in the news or whatever. But so I want to ask you guys a question about the Colts. Where are you guys at the Colts now? They won a game. They almost lost that game. Yeah. They could have been 0-3.
My picks are still alive, first of all. My picks are still alive. They're 1-2 right now.
You still think they're going to go fucking 4? Right, yeah, they're not going to.
It's not going to happen.
No.
But they can still win out.
So where are you guys at with the Colts? Snow, where are you at with the Colts?
We almost lost to a very good rookie quarterback who dissected the shit out of us.
He was impressive.
He was impressive.
Dicklebow beat the fuck out of him.
Mariota played pretty damn well for a rookie, all right? He dissected the shit out of us. All right, but we decided to play the first and the fourth quarter. I'm glad we decided to show up for the fourth quarter. It was a little bit of a nail-biter. We took some time out in the middle there, but we stepped up. I'm hoping we don't do the same shit with the Jags. Because Bortley,
what's the line? Line something?
No, Vegas doesn't even know what to choose with this.
Right? No, what is it? No, it's
a pick'em.
No, it's not. It's not a pick'em.
It's not a pick'em.
Jeff Mullins.
Because Andrew Luck Andrew Luck right now is questionable.
So
he has a sore shoulder.
Yeah, well, here's the
Tom Brady's questionable every week.
Nah.
So here's a plug for our boy Jeff Mullins, who's a long-time listener, first-time questioner. He threw that out there, and he said, when there isn't a line, and usually it's early in the week, we're recording this later in the week, but usually when there isn't a line, so Vegas hasn't decided what the line's going to be.
But who sucks more?
No, it's because they're waiting for the injury reports and everything else. So because there's not a line for this game, it's because Luck is questionable. Now, earlier in the week, and I checked this pretty regularly, the Colts were favored -9.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that means, you know, Colts win by 10 at least. Now, because it's showing that there isn't a line right now, Vegas is questioning whether or not Luck is going to play, which will adjust the line.
They swear up and down. Pagano has said he is playing.
So let's just say, fuck the lines. At home, Snow, are you picking the Colts?
I am picking the Colts.
Fuck the line.
Fuck the line. We are home. It's the Jags. We're on our, 15 game in a row in our conference?
We're on 14 right now.
14. This will be 15, hopefully. Keeping that streak alive.
Against the AFC South.
Against the AFC South. I think we have
this. Steve, what do you got? Are you doing the same thing?
I'm going to have to. The issue that I have right now is obviously our offense. Our defense looked really good in the first and fourth quarter. I don't know what happened in between quarters two and three.
We didn't get the ball.
It's still gonna be a shootout again. Yeah, unfortunately, every single game we watch will come down to the fourth quarter.
I think Gore will have 100 yards, and I think Andre Johnson will step up.
Hey, we got fucking 96 rushing yards.
I know.
Out of the whole team. Not just Frank Gore.
I know.
Out of the whole team last week.
But we rushed. That means we can run. So Colts all the way. Colts all the way. All right, let's move on.
All right. I don't think I got to pick that game, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Because you guys are all like homers and shit. All
right. Well, what do you think?
I think the Colts will win. I would like to see what the spread ends up being because we don't know right now.
We'll tweet at that later.
Yeah, we'll tweet that out. If I bet on the Colts, it's money line, part of a parlay or something like that. But yeah, I don't love it. But I think the Colts. It's at fucking home.
They'll put it at -7.
And the two of you being there, that's got to be some fucking money.
Ah,
right?
It's gonna be hot.
The Jaguars.
I'm undefeated when I go.
You guys got to have some mojo going to the game.
I have
right?
not been to a Colts game that I've lost to yet. I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
If I'm in the building, right, we are good.
Snow just sealed it.
So what's the final score of the game?
Final score, I'm going to go ahead and say 42-38.
Wow, you're picking that close.
I know our defense.
You think Ryan Tannehill can put up 38 points?
Against our defense, who might or might not show up even at home. Just saying, it could happen.
I'm picking 31-17.
All right, I like where your head's at even more. I'm going pessimistic here. But let's see.
All right, what's next?
All right, moving on to 3-0 Carolina.
3-0 Carolina.
What the hell?
What the fuck is that?
Against Tampa Bay.
Jared Allen.
1-2 Tampa Bay. Carolina's favorite.
It's at Tampa.
It's at Tampa.
Carolina's favorite by two.
Look at Cam do his thing.
Yeah, fuck it. Carolina all day, right? Which is so fucked up for me.
They're 3-0.
Yeah. Man, Carolina's about to be 4-0.
Jared got
I'm
pretty good.
But I'm not sold.
I'm not sold on them being a push through the playoff team. But
no, but
against Tampa.
God, that's a 4-0, though. If they win it.
To win.
It might have to be a conversation that we address later. At 4-0.
They're not going to beat the Packers.
Do we already talk about the Falcons?
Yeah.
We did, right?
Yeah.
Have we talked about them? I don't think we talked about them.
We already have the Falcons.
First game on the list.
Falcons in Houston. We already decided.
So we're going to say the Carolina and Houston are going to be 4-0.
Yep.
In one of the shittiest
Carolina
divisions.
Carolina and Atlanta.
I'm sorry. Carolina
and Atlanta are going to be.
Clearly, we need another shot over here.
In the shittiest division that we thought existed.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we dealing with?
But who are they playing, though? You know, Zane's still...
Yeah. I'm all in. Carolina, that is a pick that I take. -2 all day.
All right. Philly versus Washington. Both 1-2. I need a shout out to Philly's defense, who crushed it against the Jets.
And
Darren Sproles. Thank you very much. 28 points, fantasy boom.
Can I give a big shout-out to the Hurricane coming in right now? Because I think it'll be a great game to watch on television and not be a part of that shit.
All right.
Because that's one of those fun games. When you watch games played in miserable conditions, it's fun to watch, not be there. Not live in that area. That sounds fucking terrible. But
terrible for them, but yes.
That ball ends up weighing... I think ESPN put on there earlier. That ball ends up weighing fucking like damn near a pound.
Yeah.
Compared to when it's dry out. That ball's soaking wet. That's a rough game to call, dude.
I'm still going Philly.
I'm not going Philly on this one.
Oh.
I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna jump on Washington.
Get out of here.
Did you see what that defense looked like last week,
dude? When you're playing in fucking those kind of conditions,
and it is at Washington, I get it.
Dude, when you're playing in those kind of conditions, dude, I there's no way.
Eagles. Go, Eagles, go.
Is this the game? Is DeMarco Murray
going
to play?
Go, Eagles, go.
Is DeMarco Murray going to play?
Doesn't matter. It's the fucking Redskins, dude. They're so garbage.
You're throwing against fucking the wind and the fucking
They don't need
rain.
To throw. They don't need to throw. They don't need to throw. They'll just run it. All day. I don't know. What's the spread, Snow?
Sam Bradford looks good, too, I thought. But, yeah.
Philly's getting -3. Yeah. Fuck. All day.
With DeMarco Murray, like, is he going to play? Like,
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Really? Jay's calling
Jay and
Washington.
Jay and I are both on Washington.
They're calling Washington.
In a hurricane. No.
In a hurricane.
Philly.
Washington Sentinels.
and they may be the fact that I'm starting Ryan Matthews.
And I want somebody will survive at the end of this.
Oh, so you think they're going to hand the ball to Ryan Matthews?
If it's not DeMarco Murray, it's got to be Ryan Matthews.
He's not fucking throwing the ball fucking 30 yards.
He's definitely throwing
All right, we're going for it. All right, let's move on to the both 1-2, Cleveland and San Diego.
Every time Cleveland's name comes up, I say, "Who fucking cares?"
Shocker, San Diego's favorite,
and I'm sure people in Cleveland are saying, "Anytime the Bears come up, who the fuck cares?" Right? So same thing. I'm still pissed at the fact that they won't fucking start Manziel. Like, why won't that... Just fucking start Manziel and see what you got.
Because
Jesus Christ.
They won a game. Why are they not doing that?
I don't understand. Like, you're not good. See what you got with the guy. Just fucking see it.
All right, well, look at...
Chargers at home, cover all day.
Jim, look at it from, like, your GM perspective. Like, obviously, we know what you mean, but why would you not start that?
I don't know. That's
is
my...
Is there any rational explanation?
There isn't. And if it was anyone other than a 35-year-old quarterback that you're starting over, I get it. But McCown is not your fucking guy. He's not. So what the fuck are you waiting for?
But they've been through so many quarterbacks for the last 15 years.
It's Johnny Manziel.
By jumping over to Manziel, aren't you just falling into exactly what you're falling into?
You don't know.
The GM.
Are you sold on Manziel or are you not?
No, absolutely not.
You're not, right?
I would rather have them be a part of this and buy into... You're my guy. I'm backing you up 100% the entire time.
Right. And you're not sold on Manziel, but why are you not sold on Manziel? Have you seen enough to make that opinion legit? That's my only question.
I would like to buy into him, but I just can't.
Because you haven't seen enough. Browns are what? Snow, what? 1-2?
Browns
right?
are definitely 1-2. They're both 1-2.
And the one win that the Browns have...
He still didn't fucking look amazing.
Like, he still won the fucking game.
It's what the GM should look at.
I don't understand. That whole situation to me, I don't get it. I don't fucking understand.
There might be something underlying that we don't know about.
I don't like Johnny Manziel. Like, let me make this immediately clear about how much I dislike Johnny Manziel. All
right, so the Raiders beat him last week by a touchdown. A touchdown.
Derek Carr, I like. As I said, but I just don't understand why you just don't see what you got with the guy that is potentially going to be your future quarterback. And if he's not your future quarterback, the fuck is your problem? Because you got nothing else.
Timeout. Look at these stats last week. Josh McCown, 49 attempts, 28 completions, 341 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Let's go back to week one.
I'm sorry, did they win the game?
They didn't win the game, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Let's go back to week one.
Okay.
Let's see what his stats were.
Steven is now doing Snow's job, by the way.
Well, all right.
You know
week
what?
One.
Sorry.
It's a team effort.
Pretty god awful against the Bengals. Oh, I got the wrong game. Sorry.
Steve's clearly struggling with
the interwebs and
so
technology.
Can I just keep yelling about how much I don't understand why
no,
the fucking Browns won't just start him already? Jesus Christ.
So
he was obviously got hurt in that game. He was 5 of 8 for 49 yards.
Okay. Give me Manziel's numbers for week 2 when he started.
All right, so week 1 when he came in, 13 for 24, 182 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception.
Okay, whatever. Fine.
All right,
they lost that game. Give me the game winner. Give me his stats for game.
Against the Titans.
For what that's worth. I mean, whatever. No, I mean, the Titans got wins, right?
Yeah. 8 for 15. 15 attempts.
So
they don't trust him.
Which is my problem. That is ultimately my problem with all of this. Is if he's your guy, you fucking give him a shot. And if he's not your guy, you move on. You get into it, and you figure it out. And oh my God, we talk so much about Johnny Manziel that I don't even fucking care.
Right.
Who are they playing again? The Chargers. Chargers at home. What's the spread, Snow?
7.5.
They cover it. They blow the shit out of them because they all suck. Fuck Cleveland. Fuck San Diego, too, but Jesus Christ.
And we just alienated our whole San Diego audience.
All right, so, yeah.
Moving on.
There's zero of them that listen to this, so that's fine.
And we're moving on to Arizona and St. Louis.
Arizona by 100.
Palmer,
Arizona's my team.
Looks good. Palmer.
They look amazing. I don't
Fitzgerald
give a fuck.
Fitzgerald has been revived.
I don't give a fuck. St. Louis actually did a lot better against the Steelers than I thought. For the record, I had a 10-team parlay.
Yeah.
I covered 9.
That's pretty good.
The one I didn't cover was the over on the Pittsburgh-St. Louis game.
Yeah.
Fuck them for not scoring more points. But you know what? It's fine.
I mean,
I think St. Louis is a good team.
Who are we talking about?
Arizona and St. Louis.
Clearly. 7.5. Arizona just rolls, dude.
Oh, yeah.
At home, Arizona just rolls.
Even with that St. Louis D.
There's no question about
Please
it.
Please throw 3 touchdowns to Luke Mitchell.
Please do that.
I am all in. Do I have a shot in front of me? That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, Chris Johnson looking like old Chris Johnson, Larry looking like old Larry, and I mean, it's like a bunch of has-beens kicking ass right now. It's amazing. I'm
Arizona.
Impressed.
God, I wish Bruce! I'm so sorry you're not a Bears fucking coach right now.
All
right,
let's move on to Minnesota and Denver. 3-0 Denver. Peyton and his boys with that killer defense are going to the 2-1 Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Denver.
In Denver. Oh,
and
man.
Shocker, Denver's favorite to win.
By 7.
So,
here's my thing with Denver. I'm not off the Peyton bandwagon that everyone seems to be on. Like, my arm's not there, this, that, and the other, and everything. It's at Denver. They're 3-0. They figure out ways to win. I think that spread is ridiculous, quite honestly.
7 points?
Yeah, I don't think they win by that much because I think Minnesota is a lot better team than people think. I will take Denver. I will not take the cover. But I take Denver because I'm in
o'clock.
It.
It's a 4 o'clock game.
It 4:25.
It is.
That's by 7 in Denver.
I don't know. What do you think?
Everybody's high anyway.
Well, Denver's defense is much better than
it's ever been.
They ever have been last couple of years.
The reason why they're winning,
but their run game is fucking garbage.
Yeah. So AP starting to look like AP again.
Can we talk about how there's this power struggle between Peyton and Gary Kubiak and how to run the offense in Denver and everything?
I don't understand. Like, why would you not just hire Peyton Manning to be your offensive coordinator?
And quarterback? Does it work that way?
Gary Kubiak is obviously trying to put his system.
If I'm Peyton Manning, that's what I would do.
Here's what I've seen the first 3 games.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks with Denver, what I've seen is the first 3 quarters, Gary Kubiak does his shit, and then when he's losing, which he has been, he says, "Hey Peyton,
please take over.
Please save me.
What should I call this?
Now let's do your thing." And they win games. I don't understand that whole fucking thing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think Denver wins. I think Minnesota is a lot better than a 7-point dog. So I take Denver to win it. I don't take Denver to cover this.
I'm sure Adrian Peterson can run for, like, he's been running. He's getting better and better.
Started like AP.
I am one of those few people that has a first pick in the draft. Had him. I'm still with you on Denver winning at home.
Yeah.
I don't know about 7 points though.
I don't either.
Nah, no.
That's
I shouldn't bet this weekend at all. And that's a lie because I'm going to bet all.
That's difficult. They could either blow them out, or they could fucking win by 2 points.
Maybe I'll just do like a 14 team parlay.
this will be a good game. This will be a good game for Denver's rush team.
It will be.
It'll be a good test.
This is going to be an interesting game because obviously we've seen what they can do against everybody else, but now you're playing against Adrian Peterson coming back.
Doing his thing.
And actually getting
but it's mile high.
Getting close to where he was. We're talking about close. This motherfucker is like a fucking millimeter away from being able to run for 200 yards again.
I agree.
All right, let's move on to Green Bay and San Fran.
Do we even talk about this fucking
game? I feel like we don't. The way Kaepernick looked last week. 5 interceptions.
It's at San Francisco.
It's at San Fran.
We're talking about Michael Jordan versus fucking the one.
Oh, my God.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Michael Jordan throwing the football now.
I fucking hate this whole conversation, but...
I think it's directly Michael Jordan versus Lee Trevino.
Michael Jordan versus Lee Trevino. Because, that makes sense. Exactly why the argument makes sense.
Green Bay is definitely favored by 8 points. Yeah.
So I think the line at 8 will probably get... come down a little bit because everyone is going to bet on Green Bay at 8 because I think Green Bay wins by 2 touchdowns. So the line may come out. Yeah. No. So the line may come down. So free gamblers out there, wait to place this bet just because I think the line will come down because there's going to be so much money on Green Bay at -8. Green Bay wins this by 2 touchdowns at least. All day. This is my lock of the week.
Yep.
There's no question about it. We don't need to talk about it anymore. What's the next game?
All right, Dallas and New Orleans.
A Sunday night fucking football.
Sunday night football. The 0-3 haven't won a game yet. Saints.
This could be interesting.
This is the quarterbackless Dallas.
Your boy.
The breeze.
There's no line yet.
Just the show because in front of Stone.
Oh, yeah, I feel the breeze.
So just to plug our boy Jeff Mullins again. There's no line because we don't know if Breeze is actually playing or not.
This is true.
We don't know if that's playing or not.
CJ Spiller has been worthless. But anyway.
Did anyone think... So let me just ask this question, Steve. So Brandon
How
Wheaton...
How did the Cowboys look last week in the first half?
I think they looked good the entire game.
Oh, my God.
I did. They just got bet. They got beat by a better team.
Who saw that?
I just don't understand. Brandon Wheaton, I saw this shit all week, right? Had to, like, defend himself. He went 22 or 26.
Yeah, dude.
Why are you defending? Like, why are you having to defend yourself? Cowboys, I get it. America's team, bullshit.
Your offense was actually there. With a backup quarterback in.
I don't understand the hatred that Brandon Wheaton's getting. I don't know if New Orleans didn't look terrible either.
They didn't, but you know what?
Backup to backup.
What'll be interesting with the whole...
This will be the worst Sunday night game this week, like this season. Because no one actually cares.
Bad.
I don't think it will.
Right?
I don't think it will.
You know, two backups and, you know?
Drew Brees the Cavs getting a chance.
What the hell's the line again?
Drew Brees is still going to play no matter what. I promise you Drew Brees is going to play.
Are you taking, Steve?
I'm taking the Cowboys, but this is going to be a 3-point game.
All right. Monday Night Football.
Hold on a second before you get there, because I don't think I actually gave my pick.
Oh, okay.
It is the Prince Says podcast.
Oh.
No.
So your name is on this.
So
every time you're wrong, it just makes you look terrible. But go ahead.
Yo,
up a shit ton last week. Check me out. I'm taking Dallas. I'm taking Dallas. I don't know what the line is. I'm taking Dallas.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. No-brainer. All right. Monday Night Football. Are we good now?
Can we stop putting Detroit on prime time?
God, yeah, they're on
Detroit needs something to do other than Russell.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Were they playing?
Seattle. Seattle, who's favored by 10 points, all right?
Seattle covers that long. Seattle's got it together now. They got that.
Although they're 1-2.
No,
they got it together now.
Yeah, because
they won
they
one
got,
game.
Yeah, they got their preseason game out against the Bears and figured it all out. Cam Chancellor's back. Everyone's good. They cover that 10 all day. All fucking day.
Oh,
they
God.
Cover that shit all day.
Yeah, they smoke them. All right, all right. Well, that would be the picks then.
Well, that wraps up episode number 6. I don't think we said that shit earlier, but yeah, we've been around for a second.
Yeah, 6 whole episodes.
Yeah, and we love the support, and we want to continue to get the support. So we absolutely appreciate it. Keep listening to our stuff. Steve wants to jump in here and say something about it. He finally gets a pick over me, right?
I finally got a pick over me.
But as we're recording this right now, the game's not over, so I don't concede.
We're going to come out with this win.
I don't concede yet. But, you know, once again, guys, we really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the Princess Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at JPrinceSays. Go to our Facebook page, PrinceSays Podcast. Like that shit. Love that shit. Continue to listen to us. We got all kinds of crazy shit coming for you. We promise. We're going to be back out.
On your homepage, on your phone.
All that. We got a lot of shit. We're here to stay, guys. And once again, hopefully you guys like us. Hopefully you enjoy it. And keep listening to us. And once again, you know what? Princess, bear down.